moving all around the Taipei area.
Oh, this always feels good.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon here in Kathmandu, Nepal.
Okay, just a few hundred steps to go, and I'm at the top of the platform here of Swayambhunath, the monkey temple.
I was drinking a mixture of beer, a rice wine, and I am really feeling it now.
I am up at 3:30 in the morning. Go to a tuna auction.
I am here in Mumbai, India.
And I'm here in Tokyo, Japan for Sakura, the cherry blossoms.
It's 7:45 in the morning here in Phnom Penh, and I'm just going to try to cross the street. I'm going to try on a crosswalk.
It's 6:15 in the morning, and I think I'm one of the only people in Ta Prohm. This is the Tomb Raider Temple.
Hi, I'm John Sabo, and this is Far East Adventure Travel.
Hey, replay viewers, thank you for watching Far East Adventure Travel in Hanoi, Vietnam. Hey, y'all, how are you all doing? Thank you for joining me. My name is John Sabo, and I host the podcast series Far East Adventure Travel, seen and heard in the iTunes store. And I just had a little bit of a break after I did the scope with those very, very sweet high school kids from Hanoi. Around Huan Kiem Lake. It was a lot of fun. And now I'm at Dong Juan Market. I'm just outside Dong Juan Market, which is in the old quarter here, Vietnam. Yeah, they were really sweet kids. And we're going to walk around the periphery of the market. We're not going to go inside because it's a labyrinth in there. There's lots of really cool stuff to see on the outside, by the way. But inside, I'm afraid I might be breaking up as far as the signal goes. So I'm going to stay around. You'll see how crazy it is here. It's Hanoi. Oh, it's overcast here right now. Hello, Bangkok. How are you? Nice of you to join us. It's getting a little on the humid side here. It's overcast, but I'm in a good mood. I had my coconut milk coffee here a little while ago. Hey, California. New Jersey Shore. Very cool. Toronto, San Diego. I saw some very interesting things I'm going to show you here in a sec, some edible type things that you might not be used to eating. And don't worry, no dog meat. But this is outside the big market here. Yeah, you said Pitt Meadows. Hey, Houston. How are you? Thanks for watching, Texas. It is absolutely... definitely an art to cross the street here in the old quarter. The old quarter is very compact, by the way. So it's very compact here. The streets are close together. They're smaller streets. So you see, I'm walking right through the traffic here right now. You can't avoid doing that. You can't avoid it. This is outside the big market. I don't think I'm going to go inside just because I think we're going to lose our signal here. So there's lots of stuff to see on the outside, and you can see the crazy traffic here as well. Absolutely insane here in Hanoi. It's 11:30 in the morning, and it's like this. I'll tell you something. The old quarter is like this, like booming right till like 10, 11 o'clock at night. It's like this. And then the police come by, they kick all the motorbikes off the sidewalks. Everybody closes their doors, and it's done for another day. Oh, this is nothing. Wait till you get into these smaller streets. I'm going to show you some stuff here. Maybe we're going to play Frogger again. This is, I'd say this traffic here is worse than Saigon, by the way. Worse than Saigon. It is absolutely insanity here. But let's check out some of the goodies in the market. This is a lot of really cool things sold here. So of course, all household things, like these are like curtains, draperies and stuff like that are sold here. Clothing. It's remarkable how much stuff is still sold outdoors all over Asia, by the way, all over Southeast Asia, and East Asia for that matter. There's still so much stuff sold outside. This is like the Sock Barn. This is better than the Sock Barn. Is there a store called the Sock Barn? There should be. Oh, yeah, it's very much like Bangkok. Very much like Bangkok. But the big market there, Chowderchak, it's kind of, there's no like street traffic around. It's all closed off. You're just all pedestrians in that market. But here, it's like you're mixed with motorcycles and cars and everything else. Hey, Atlanta. And feel free to retweet this broadcast after it's finished as well. I'm in Dongjuan market area of Hanoi. This is custard apple. Now these ladies selling mangosteens, longan, pomelo, like a grapefruit type citrus fruit. Hey. Okay, as you can gather, there's a lot of people that aren't shy here. Well, I don't see a lot of, I'm not really a big fabric type of person, but I haven't seen anything that maybe you would consider dazzling. Yes, it is in Taiwan, it is for sure. It's coming up to pomelo season in Taiwan. And it is here. I want to show you some very interesting food on the menu for tonight. Would you care for some turtle? Would you care for some turtle? Live turtle here. This is a live turtle, soft shell turtle.
I like the soft shell turtle.
Soft shell turtle. And these are flippin' eels, flippin' live eels, flippin' live eels. And my friends, what do you think this is? What do you think that is? Big frogs. Big, big frogs. Frogs for dinner. Yes, frogs. And lots of, obviously lots of fresh fish. Big, huge type of a catfish here, or carp. And he's got some chopped up there. And these are the turtle. I gotta walk this way. I wanna get back to this other street. I wanna show you some really cool stuff. But I mean, you can see, look at, just check this out. I've had frog a long time ago. It tastes like chicken. I'm not joking, it does. Yeah, exactly. I remember having frog in a Vietnamese restaurant many, many years ago. And it's just kind of weird with those bones. Like, I mean, you're eating it and you can see it was a frog. I mean, there's no question about it. It does taste like chicken, but it's been maybe like a long, long time since I've had it. How do these ladies do it? They just move across the street so gracefully. See that? Did you see that? That we should just move across the street like that with that heavy weight? They do this all the time. They're just like, it's like ballet for them. This is all like the pickled type fruit or vegetables that they enjoy here along with their dishes that they'll have. With rice and other things. And there's all kinds of eggs here, like there's quail eggs, the chicken eggs, looks like duck eggs. I wanna take you down this street. Yeah, I'm in the old quarter. Yeah, I'm near Dongjuan Market, right around Dongjuan Market. Yeah, tons of vendors, lots of activity here. I want to show you something, a really cool street with lots of color, if I remember how to get back there. But this is what they say about the old quarter is, don't just look straight, look up. See, you can appreciate all these beautiful old colonial buildings that are still here. So always remember to look up, see? Okay, now this is a crossing street time. Here we go. Don't be afraid when you see the traffic coming. Don't be afraid. Nobody's gonna run you over here. It's kind of like Pokemon, yeah. And this looks like all, you know, this is a street with lots of, like they like to organize things here. Lots of streets that have certain things, like I was down one street and all they sold was like stainless steel, cookware and cooking things. And here it's like crackers and sweets and snacks and stuff like that. Just all these stalls in a row sell the same type of thing. Maybe not exactly the same thing, but the same type of thing. There's another street I want, if you just hang in with me, just I want to show you. It's got lots of color, lots of lanterns. It's very pretty. Lots of things that they use to celebrate traditional, like Buddhist celebrations, Taoism. Similar to Chinese folk religion as well. The Chinese were here for 1,000 years, so they left a lot of spirituality and different religions and worshiping ideas here while they were here. For 1,000 years. This is more snacks. I'm looking for that colorful street I want to show you. So this is like Snack Street here. Look at this. It's an absolute maze around here. But like I said, see, always remember to look up. Always remember to look up and see all these amazing buildings here. This traffic, it reminds me of India, honestly. I believe there is a helmet law here, and almost everybody you look at has a helmet on. So I believe there is a helmet law here. And I know when I use Uber, they always give me a helmet. So I believe there is a helmet law. The other thing I wanted to show you about Hanoi in this part of town, this is the sidewalk here. Like, good luck trying to walk up and down it. Look at this. Look at this. You can't walk the sidewalk. It's impossible to walk. You have to walk in the street. Last night I was heading back to my guest house. I got dropped off from the bus coming from Sapa, and I had to wheel my luggage down the streets here. And I was literally right in the traffic. I mean, there's no other way around it. You can't walk on the sidewalks here because there's just motorbikes everywhere or little stools with people having coffee. I think it's fantastic. I love vibrant cities. I love, you know, I'm a photographer. I love capturing images here. There's so much energy. See, this is a traffic. This is what I got to cross right now. Check this out. I've got to cross this right now. There's no street light here. And so the police are doing something here, but I have no idea what they're doing. They're telling these people to get their stuff inside. I don't know what's going on here. But there's a bunch of police coming around here right now, so I don't know if they're getting ready for some kind of a motorcade or something, but they're kind of clearing a lot of these people off the streets. Sometimes some of this stuff is illegal as well, like some of these vendors that set up things around the streets here don't have licenses or illegal. See, everybody's clearing the streets, see? Check this out, because the police are coming. See, everybody moving all their stuff. They're not supposed to have all this crap, I guess, on the sidewalks. So police are sweeping this neighborhood right now. And see, notice how everybody's pulling everything in. And this is what they're doing. The police are back here. And they got a little mini truck there with more police. And yeah, they're making everybody get all their stuff off the sidewalk. So you see, the people are clear, putting their motorbikes away. It's not a bad thing. It's crazy. It's not safe to walk right in the streets. Yeah, well, exactly. Watch them set up in 5 minutes. That's totally Asia, man. That is just totally Asia. And you see this stuff in Taiwan. You see lots of vendors or food stalls that set up illegally in places, and then the police come and they just take off all of a sudden. You'll see them running with their cart down the street or down an alley to get away from the police so they don't get a fine. Oh, the fumes are terrible. The fumes are absolutely terrible. Saigon has got really bad air pollution, and so does Hanoi. Especially here, because the streets are so small, everything's closed in, and you get so many motorbikes thumping down these streets. Okay, this is the street I want to show you guys. This is some really cool stuff here. Lots of bright colors, lots of lanterns. I love this street. All right, so I was driving in Sapa 2 days ago. And I saw this guy get into a fight with another driver. They were trying to, because the roads are so close together there. And one guy pulls out a club and the other's got this big honking knife. And they were like swinging, but they didn't actually hit each other with their things, but it was pretty crazy. It was a little bit road rage. So definitely, but I mean, I'm not surprised. There's so much activity going on here, so many things. And people are bound to get frustrated. But these are, I love this street because there's so much color, lots of lanterns, traditional things that they use in celebrating Buddhist festivals and Taoist festivals, Chinese folk religion, that type of stuff, all here, dragon dance stuff. I have a YouTube channel. You can follow me. If you go to my website, FareastAdventureTravel.com, you can follow me on YouTube as well. And I do post in the iTunes store. I have a podcast in the iTunes store as well. So it's a mixture of kind of like, mostly, there are some toys and things here as well, but mostly these beautiful lanterns. I know, the Moon Festival is coming. They're celebrated here as well. Hey, Dave Dog, how are you, man? They celebrate Moon Festival here as well, or the Autumn Festival. And they're selling mooncakes everywhere around. I've been all around Vietnam, and they're selling what they call it something different, but it's like a mooncake here. So in Taiwan, it's the first full moon of the fall, and it's it's a harvest celebration. But now it's just a big barbecue day, right? It's a day off, and everybody has a barbecue, and that's how they celebrate the Moon Festival in Taiwan now. And so wherever you go, everybody, the family all gets together, and then if you walk anywhere in your neighborhood or on the streets. This is my second time to Vietnam. You'll see people barbecuing. Got little hibachis out on the street, little grills, and they're barbecuing. And that's the Moon Festival now. And then they have some more of the traditional costumes for celebrating some of the religious festivals here as well that I'll show you up here. It's very cool. So it's kind of like Asia always has like these streets, and they have the same type of vendors. Everything's organized, and so you can go to one street and you'll see everything that you need if you're looking for a particular thing. And I know Doryman is not a part of Buddhism, but these are definitely used in a lot of Taoist festivals, Chinese folk religion. Yes, it's hot here, yes. And getting humid as well. This is in the old quarter in Hanoi. So much of the character of Hanoi is in this part. There's lots of colonial buildings. It's close to a lot of really important sites as well. And Hoan Kiam Lake, which is a very important part of Hanoi. And it's also filled with these wonderful people that will offer you a motorbike ride for a nominal fee wherever you go. And you don't even have to ask. Every 5 seconds, somebody asks you for if you need a ride. It's so convenient. I'm going to go crazy. Every five seconds, motorbike. And then you've got the cyclo taxis. And they're ringing their bells at you all the time. No matter what you're doing, they're ringing their bells at you. It's crazy. Look forward to seeing you guys. Take care. See you very soon in Hanoi, Vietnam.
Thanks so much for listening to Far East Adventure Travel. Want to help others discover the podcast? Please write a review in the iTunes store. Lynn Fraser of the UK wrote, "I work as a commercial archaeologist and often spend hours watching a machine removing topsoil without finding anything to interest me. I discovered John's podcasts a wee while ago, and they are now a permanent feature on my playlist.
Thank you so much, Lynn, and glad you are enjoying the podcast. Wow, that's so amazing that you are listening to the podcast while you're doing archaeological work. That's awesome. I will leave a link in the show description show notes. Please follow the link, click ratings and reviews on the podcast page, rate the podcast out of 5 stars, then click write a review and submit it to the iTunes store so you can help others discover Far East adventure travel. I'm also going to leave a link in the podcast to my Patreon page. For as little as $1 a month, you can become a sponsor of Far East Adventure Travel, help with travel and production costs, and have access to exclusive content and other features. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, this is John Sabo. Safe travels and namaste.